For those people in the audience, the flag is in the back corner.
Salute, flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, there are no announcements from closed session, and that brings us to student representative to the board, Estelle.
Lyndhurst High School board report. So last Friday was the spaghetti dinner, and it was a great success, and thank you to all those who could join us. And the Kahisi Makers will be on May 12th and May 13th. The ASB induction ceremony will be on May 13th in C106 at 6 p.m. There will be a noontime activity on May 14th during lunch. And also on May 14th, there will be the last Senate meeting. The senior trip to Six Flags will be on May 16th. The physics trip for all physics classes will be on May 21st. The Seniors Awards Night will be on May 27th, and we are currently planning our last rally of the year, which is the exit rally on June 5th. And there is no board report for Marysville High School. Thank you.
Thank you, Estelle. That brings us to comments from board members. Mr. Boone? Mr. Rasmussen?
I would just like to say that last Friday I did get to have the opportunity to go to Lyndhurst High School for the spaghetti night fundraiser, and it was just wonderful to see all of the students that were involved in it that night, and it was a very, very pleasurable evening, and to see all their efforts. So congratulations on that.
Hey, Mr. Fleury?
I also went to the Lyndhurst thing, and I feel it was a home run. People were there, and I interacted with them. One said, I've never been on this high school ever, and I really enjoyed this. Another one came up to Bob and said, I've not been here since the shooting of years ago, and I'm glad that I came. I needed this. And the people just really enjoyed it. There was just a lot of good interaction. The students, they were impressed with the students. Several told me they were impressed with the students, greeting them, talking. Also, you mentioned in closed session the buzz that you put out was very nice. I read it. I think it kind of brings the district together, and it's a good piece of communication. I'm glad to see that. And the last thing, we have another ACE winner from the Exchange Club from MCAA, and she won $1,000. This is our fifth time out of six to win the $1,000. She's going forward to the nation, and she's got a good chance of winning that. But even that $1,000 and $300 from the local club will help her with her college education.
Mr. Harris?
I would just like to say how proud I was this afternoon to be able to attend the dedication of the building, Edna Johnson, the classroom building out at Johnson Park School. And her family was there and a few community members, but it makes me very proud, as I said out there, to be a board member and have the new buildings on our campus, have such a facilities department that's been putting them through, and our campuses are looking better and better and better for our students. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Danable?
Okay, so this is for our nutritional service department. I went to their Minute to Win It, which was great. I had an opportunity to see that whole department actually getting along in harmony, having fun. It was very nice. I would like to thank Amber and ask her to thank that whole department on behalf of me. All right. It was a very nice time. Thank you.
Mr. Crawford?
I'd just like to echo Mr. Danimal's sentiments. Kynoch did a great job of hosting Amber's Nutrition Day, and what impressed me the most was every school was represented. Every cafeteria worker came, they all received plaques, and they played games, and very impressive. And very rarely will you see every group, but Fort Hills, everybody came down for that. And like Mr. Harris stated, today's dedication, it's humbling. It's humbling just seeing your name as you're walking by the building on there. It's when you're long gone, you'll still be etched there. So pretty cool. Thank you.
Sorry I didn't make it to Johnson Park. I had another commitment with the MCAA Excel Club and their new officers, so it conflicted with the Johnson Park, but I'll get out there as soon as I can. The other thing I think is kind of interesting is this letter from Tom Torlakson saying we won't use Common Core anymore because it's outdated, according to him, and doesn't cover what California needs to get at. He says we will no longer be using the term Common Core. Instead, I'm calling for this as California standards, new California standards. So I don't know if that's in reply to the number of states that are challenging it and taking it, suing the federal government like Louisiana is over the Common Core. But we'll wait and see.
I got the feeling he was just trying to change a name, and that was it.
That's it.
I mean, no. Yeah, he's changing the name, but right? Just...
He doesn't want to be associated with
that. Yeah, he doesn't want to. He's here getting away from it, isn't he? True politician.
Okay, opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Joint Unified Teachers Association. Oh, okay.
Hey.
Not that we don't like hearing from you. It's nice to hear from you. Okay, and that brings us to Operating Engineers Local Union. And number three, California School Employees Association 326 and 648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit. There's no one to speak, then we have public comments. I have one public comment card from Joseph Martin, if you would like to approach the microphone.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ricks, Mr. Harris, Ms. Todd, members of the board. My name is Joseph Martin. I'll keep it brief. I think 5 minutes is the time. I recently moved here, bought a house in Edgewater Elementary. I've since, upon moving here, I went down to the elementary school, Edgewater Elementary, to sign up my children for school just to find out that there's a waiting list of some sort, and depending on the grade level, and I was told by the administrators at the school that because of the low ranking on the list, there's probably little to no possibility of me getting the kids in there. After doing some digging around, talking to other members of the community, I found out that I'm not the only one. It's echoed by administrators and the other schools, Johnson Park, Cedar Lane. That's the school my children attend currently. And I guess I'd like to see a little bit more transparency. Everybody has their own reason, their own thought. In the members of the community, it seems like everybody has their own reason or thought as to why there's limited space there, whether it be building the way the space for building building more buildings or setting up temporary buildings, dealing with code violations and everything like that, disagreements between the school and the builders, everything, even including Miller Ruse tax, I guess we have to pay to support the school I'm not sure about that, but My situation is just that. My children, I live, two to three minute walk from the school. However, my children, I have to take an hour long bus ride to school and to come back. The unreliable transportation. Like I said, it takes an hour for them to get back. I again talked to members of the community. It's echoed throughout. some people have horror stories about their kids going to Lynn Haven, everything like that. For example, I think it was Monday of last week or the week prior to that, my children got to school just before lunch, the recess before lunch. It was about maybe 10, 15, 10, 20 or so. Edgewater Elementary didn't know what to do with the kids. They thought they were skipping. The principal or somebody told them to go in the cafeteria. It was just, it was a mess. And ever since then, you know, I've had to rearrange my schedule and my job and everything like that to be able to take them to school and pick them up and everything. And, you know, it's just, it's adds a little bit more difficulty. And with the lack of transparency, I think comes a lot more difficulty, maybe more difficult than when it has to be. Maybe if we just address, you know, what it is outright to the Edgewater community, maybe have a meeting or something within the school and invite people. But yeah, I just appreciate any help with that matter. Okay, thank you.
Could we clarify this? Did I hear you correctly? Your child goes to Edgewater? Oh, does not attend Edgewater.
Does not attend Edgewater. We got here March 1st, put them on the list. They immediately got on the phone, started calling, and they got them into Cedar Lane.
I see.
Yeah, through a series of instances, occurrences that have, well, occurred at the school, I'm making the choice, the personal choice, not to send them to Cedar Lane next year. I went to the administrators here down the hall. I guess I can't remember her name. She's Bobby. Is her first name down there? I've spoke to her about it. It's just like brick wall there. I spoke to the. She sent me down to the transportation office. It was a brick wall there. It seems like they're stretched really thin, and I mean, like I said, but none of this is getting relayed down to our level, the parents. Yeah, and we're not able to plan for next year. For example, the STARS program, I'd like to get there super early, sign up my kids for that program. But I was told today that I can't because I don't know what school they're going to attend next year. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure you read the card at the bottom, but we can't discuss the actual item today.
Yeah, I understand. Yes, sir.
But, it's just thank you for bringing it to us.
Yes.
But if you stick around through the superintendent's comments, I'll see if I can address that.
Yes, ma'am. I'll see if I could keep the kids.
Okay. There's no other comments. Superintendent's report. Okay. Superintendent's report.
Thank you. Let me start off by talking about one of the consent agenda items, which is talking about working with a company called Schoolworks, because we are very aware of the issues surrounding not only Edgewater and students who live across the street from the school not being able to attend Edgewater because it's filled up with kids who are from farther away. Same problem we have at Johnson Park where students go to there and then get moved back to their school of residence when things open. So the item tonight, which is under Schoolworks, is a demographer who is ready to come in, do the study, adjust boundaries. So students who attend or live in the Edgewater area, it will be reduced so that a lot of the students who are further away from the school will go to other schools, and Johnson Park will have a more consistent and ongoing population. It's very difficult for Johnson Park to have a student for 6 months and then they go back to their school of residence, or they're there for a year and then they go back. So the item that you see on your agenda tonight is specifically to address redrawing the boundaries to meet the capacity of the school sites and find ways that will allow us to educate the students in their school of or their neighborhood school or their school of residence. Okay? So we're on it. Okay. Just wanted to give you a little bit of an update. I think you all know we've been busy in testing season. Smarter balanced assessment has been going on. We have two different windows, one for K-8 and one for the high school, the testing window. The K-8 window opened on March 4th and goes through the very last day of school. The grade 11, which is the high school grade, opened on April 16th. And goes to the last day of school. Having said that, As of today, we have 68% of the district has completed the testing. Five sites are done completely, and that's McKinney, Lyndhurst, Marysville High, Linda Elementary, and Cobalot Elementary. And four sites have over 80% of the testing completed, and we have an additional five sites that are more than 60% done. So they're not waiting till later. They're trying to do it now, but doing it in a fashion that allows for optimum testing. We all held our breath on the day when everyone was testing. Unfortunately, that was not a day that the internet went down. We had the bandwidth we needed, but I will tell you that at some point I will probably come back to you to talk about how we become the service provider for our own internet as opposed to running it through the county office. We had a little bit of an issue last week, and during testing season, that just doesn't work real well for us, so we had to delay our testing on that day. I do want to, I know you love reading these documents, so I have ample copies for you. The first one I'm giving you is the old template for the LCAP. The LCAP is now online, and we posted it May 4th on the district website, and it is there for you to see what my recommendations are going to be to the board. In this document, they are in red, so you can see the additions. This is year two. I think it's a really easy-to-read format, but then the Department of Education comes with a new format. So we have just finished putting it into the new format, so we have gone from 24 pages to now 44 pages. I don't know that it's easier to read. It's now by goal, year 1, 2, 3, and then goal 2, 1, 2, 3. But now you have the hot-off-the-press copy, and we'll be going over that in more detail. As you well know, June 16th, we have our public hearing on the document, and then on June 23rd, I will have the final draft ready for the board, hopefully to approve, so we can move forward July 1 with a new plan and new positions that I am going to be recommending. This is all based on a lot of the majority of what was brought forward with the surveys that went out, and I've talked about that at the last meeting. So I believe we have a solid plan moving forward to bring back not only programs but positions that we have been without for so many years. There was a comment made by Mr. Fleury about the buzz, and this is the first of the issue, and it's just a way to continue to open up communication. I think it's a really great way to do that. It costs us to do it in our print shop about 9 cents a copy. So for $102, we were able to send a copy out to every employee and also to have just a few extras to share with other groups that we meet with from time to time. So hopefully you enjoy that. I did receive one suggestion, and that will be incorporated in the next edition about making sure that I have listed the board members, and so certainly that will be there and ready to go. It's already in the next issue's template. And then the last thing I have, which if you had a chance to come by my office, you would see a greatly changed office in that it's loaded with gift baskets from school sites and donations for our fifth annual Wine and Dine Under the Stars, which takes place this Saturday on the island at Ellis Lake, and it runs from 7 to 10 p.m. at night. We have a live band, which is, I think I've mentioned to you, is a group of law enforcement officers who also play gigs in their off time, and so the band 10-8 will be there playing, and we are really looking forward to another really fun event, so hopefully you can all be there. And that would be the extent of my report tonight, Mr. Rex.
Dr. Todd, I have one quick question while you're doing your superintendent report. We came out with these revised timelines for evaluations and other meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are those all set concrete now because it was for the board's consideration and the next one is at the next board meeting?
I believe so. I don't believe there were any changes to the superintendent's evaluation schedule. I think we added that one extra, and I think everyone was good with that.
Everybody's good with that, and those are the dates we're going
yes.
with. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Consent agenda.
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Approval of minutes from 4/28/15.
Move to approve.
Are there any objections or additions? Or?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Crawford and seconded by Mr. Danable. We approve the minutes. All those in favor, please raise your hands.
Aye.
Okay. Unanimous. Consent agenda. Would anybody like anything pulled from the consent agenda? Okay. If no one has anything to pull, Mr. Harris moves to approve the consent agenda. Is there a second? Mr. Fleury seconds the motion. No further discussion. All those in favor, please raise your hands. Okay. Unanimous. New business. Agreement with School Services of California and Company. Mr. Carrion?
Yes, this is kind of after the fact. I apprised the board of a district decision to enter into an agreement with School Services of California for their services in order to conduct a search for a new assistant superintendent for business services. And although it's just now coming before you, we have entered it effective the date shown on this agenda item of March 30th, 2015. The agreement calls for the district to reimburse School Services of California for any fees associated with the search. At this juncture, we are estimating about a $3,800 cost, given some printing costs, given some advertising costs, and they're embarking on starting to get the information out more widespread. We are advertising in a number of different trade journals that include CASBO, Association of School Administrators. But ultimately, as those costs are anticipated, they will check with us to decide whether or not we want to incur the costs before the cost is incurred. Again, at this point, we're about $3,800 because there was a need to advertise this position as quickly as possible, as widespread as we could at this given point. So to that end, recommend the board ratify the agreement that is before you tonight.
Okay. Any further discussion? The board will entertain a motion.
Motion
to
ratify.
Mr. Harris has moved to approve, seconded by Mr. Danable. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, item two, tentative agreement with OE3. Mr. Carrion?
Yes, in like manner with the other bargaining units, OE3 has finally come to the table to accept the district's offer of 4% for the current school year, retroactive to July 1, 2014, and subsequently, those wage scales will be improved by an additional 5% commencing with July 1 of 2015, bringing it total, like all other bargaining units, for the 9% in terms of total compensation. Much like the other bargaining groups, any employee whose work year is less than 260 days will work an additional day, and we certainly recommend that the board approve this tentative agreement. Operating Engineers has since ratified the TA by unanimous decision.
Okay, any further discussion? The board will entertain a motion. Okay, Mr. Fleury moves. Is there a second? Mr. Boom seconds the motion. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Mr. Harris is an abstention. Okay, that brings us to item three, which I think looks very similar to item two.
It is similar in that the tentative agreement with CSCA 648 supersedes any and all tentative agreements entered into with the chapter during the current school year. And in doing so, it too brings the total compensation package for CSCA 648 to 4%. for the current school year and an additional 5%. CSCA 648, in addition to CSCA 326, were out of the gates early, if you will, and entered into agreements with the district for lower amounts. And ultimately, we want to bring them into parity, given the same percentage increase to all bargaining units. And so, again, this particular tentative agreement supersedes any and all other agreements entered into the current school year and for the 2015-16 school year for an additional 5%. Recommend the board approve this tentative agreement, which has also been ratified by CSCA 648.
Any further discussion? Okay, the board will entertain a motion. Mr. Danable? Okay. Right. Okay, Mr. Danable moves to approve the tentative agreement with CSEA 648. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Crawford seconds the motion. There's no further discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. With that, this is, I think that sets a new record.
Well done, Bernie.